God, just let it play. Welcome back. Show is awesome as it is.
I mean, that coincides with the show. It might as well have said John and Lance are back.
It's one of those days. It's one of those days where it happens. You know what? Let it. It's not going to bother us. We're still having a fun time here. It is the new game time. Hill Ramsnelli, Del Ole. We're not John and Lance, by the way. If you're just tuning in, you're like, whoa, John and Lance are on? No, I'm sorry. Sorry to let you down.
We apologize.
Yeah, we apologize. We're like a single A ball compared to them, so.
Yeah, it'd be like John and Lance coming in on Sunday, like NASCAR, those guys. But they get paid the same, but it'd be that them coming down on a Sunday helping us out or just taking over the show, just like NASCAR does with their big-time drivers, high-profile drivers. So, no, not John and Lance. They'll be back 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, so you guys will enjoy listening to them. But this is game time, and as always, we got Astros Daily coming up. Scott Barzilla is with us. We love the Astros Daily. Obviously, we usually take these calls at the bus, but we're back because of technical difficulties. So, Scott, how you doing?
Doing great. How y'all doing?
We're good, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Doing a lot better with yesterday's win. I can tell you that much. The Astros, they win that game. And not only do they win, but they won in a pretty good fashion there. It wasn't just a 2-1, come from behind win or anything like that. This was a 4-1 domination. If anybody watched that game, that score means a lot more than just a 4-1 because in the eighth inning, Scott, I want to start off with this one. Doug Brokhill comes in. He's going to face Derek Lee, Aramis Ramirez, and Giovanni Soto, and he goes 1-2-3 on them. How big was that moment last night?
Well, it's obviously very encouraging. I mean, he had to take a few days off before the break, so obviously that did him some good, and hopefully he'll give us a strong few months here to finish the season.
Yesterday's game, we had Wandy giving a strong performance. Speaking of pitching, went 6 2/3, only gave up one run. Even Moeller yesterday, 2 days ago, shut down the Cubs at Pullman lineup. How surprised are you that two guys you wouldn't expect to put that kind of performance out in the Cubs pretty much have made that offense mute, null and void, at least against the Astros so far in these first two games?
Well, yeah, obviously Moeller is very surprising at this point. Every start he produces, you just have to thank your lucky stars, but Wandy has been a good pitcher here for about the last year and a half, especially at home. So that doesn't surprise me as much. It did surprise me with Carlos Zambrano, but I have to think that at least 2/3 of his home runs have come against us.
Yeah, it had, and Zambrano yesterday does get the lone run for the Chicago Cubs, gets his home run, and with that home run, he becomes the all-time visiting pitcher to have the most home runs in Minute Maid Park. I think it was at 3 or 4. So Zambrano there setting some history, although it's not that big of a deal. But it just shows that when the Cubs and Astros face each other, it's a pretty cool thing. And the Astros at home against the Cubs are 4-1 now. Is there any way, you look at that record, 4-1 at home, they move to 24-21. Is that a sign of things to come, or is this just, okay, they're playing good ball out of the break? Can this hold up and maybe make a run later on in the season?
I could see them making a run for 500, but I really don't see the run going much beyond that. I just think there's too much to overcome. I mean, you've got three really good teams there on top of the division. I see us finishing at a solid fourth place, though.
Yeah, but, you go back to 500, and after that, it's just you just take what you can get. But right now, the Houston Astros, and I know I don't want to be that guy who goes, oh, this is all playoff talks because of two games. Although those two games, if you look at it on paper, they're on pace right now to win all the games after the All-Star break. Just wanted to mention that, Scott. They're only 9 games behind in the wild card chase.
Yeah, that's true. But the thing you have to look at is how many teams do you have to go through, and you look at also who are those teams. Are those teams going to stumble a little bit? Because when you look at for instance, the Cardinals and the Brewers, who are looking at 10, 12 games above 500. I mean, that means that we're going to have to go 16, 17 games above 500 to pass them. And that's assuming they play 500 ball from here on out.
Well, we also face them, too.
I just don't see that.
See, Scott being the somewhat voice of reason, Scott, if you haven't listened to the show this past weekend, Raheel, because the Astros are 2-0, 1-0 yesterday, obviously, before the game, he's they're on pace to win every game, and he will continue to do that until the Astros lose, because he knows he's correct, at least semantically, he knows he's correct, until they lose, they're on pace. So, Scott being the voice of reason, thank you for not even not even acknowledging what he said. I think he's well aware of what he's...
Scott, look, AstrosDaily.com is a big, big website, and you guys focus a lot on history, all right? And history is part numbers, part play. But looking at the numbers strictly right now, the Astros are on pace to go undefeated rest of the season, right?
And if you're unaware, I think we have the over-under about 34, so he's trying to get to 34. I think, this is 5 this segment already, yeah. At least?
What do you think about this, Scott? Is this okay to say or not?
You got to keep on saying it as long as it's true. I mean, it'll be true for at least, another couple of hours.
You're predicting a loss today, Scott? Wow.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they might win today, but I don't feel as good about Backy as I do with the rest of the staff.
Backy, last time out, had a pretty good outing against Washington, shutting the Nationals out through 7 frames on 5 hits. Brandon Backy has been a topic of conversation with the show and with you guys. What do you think about that? Is that a good, and he gets rested up through the All-Star break. You go up against Ryan Dempster today, who's 10-4 with a 3.25 ERA. That's going to be a big battle for the Astros and Brandon Backy. 2-part question. Can Brandon Backy, what do you expect from him tonight? And the second part, the Astros just took on Zambrano, and they were really patient at the plate. They were hitting what they wanted to hit. They weren't playing the style that Zambrano wanted them to play. It was the Astros playing their style, trying to get big hits, and that's what they did. Can they do that against Dempster?
I think so. I think when you look at Dempster's career, Dempster has struggled a little bit more with his control traditionally than Zambrano has. And also, going back to the Pittsburgh series, I mean, the Astros drew a ridiculous, 20 or 25 walks, before the break. So hopefully that trend has turned around. They're starting to be a little bit more patient. And I think that's the key to victory today. I think Backy, I mean, you hope, he can limit them to maybe 3 or 4 runs through 6 or 7 innings, and that's, as best you can hope for. But with the offense, Dempster, I think, can be had if you're patient.
Looking at the rest of the lineup, Scott Barzillo joining us from AstrosDaily.com. We are talking Houston Astros baseball. If you're on your way out to Minute Maid Park and you have a question, you can call in 713-439-1560 or email us gametime@1560thegame.com. Miguel Tejada, who had a really impressive all-star game, looked like he had new life in him. He was playing the ball really well in defense and offense. It was fun to see that, and it's fun to see that translate back here for the Houston Astros. How have you looked at Miguel Tejada so far, and is this a sign of things to come, or is this another period? Like, he started off the beginning of the season really hot and then cooled down.
Well, I think you've got to hope it's going to be an extended period like it was at the beginning of the season. One of the things you look at when you get to a player who starts to get up into his mid-30s, as he has, is that, anytime you get extended rest, usually you can come back and be fresh and start off with a really good start. It's, those dog days of summer when you're playing, 10, 15, 20 games in a row and things start to bog down. I think that's what happened to him before the All-Star break.
Scott, Hunter Pence mentioned that over the All-Star break, he worked hitting the slider. Obviously, he got a big hit, the game-winning hit a couple days ago. How much stock do you put into players, I guess, even 4 or 5 days changing their approach? Does that lead to bigger things, or what I'm trying to say is that did that hit, like, was that because of the work, or was it just something, hey, the pitcher made a bad pitch, or do you think the work that Hunter Pence put in during the All-Star break will continue to help him find success throughout the rest of the season?
I think it might have helped him in that instance. I think when you look over the long haul, it's very difficult to see hitters change their stripes too much. You don't see very many hitters change their style dramatically over the course of their careers. Usually when they come up, they're either patient or they're not patient. The key is with Pence is he's going to be a more aggressive hitter. He's got to keep his shoulder and his front side clean through the ball and not bail out step in the bucket, as they taught us back in Little League. And that's really the key for him. I don't know that we're going to can expect him to lay off of too many of those pitches, but if he can keep his swing through the ball and drive it to right field, then that's really going to be the key for him.
Lance Berkman, Carlos Lee, and Miguel Tejada, that important stretch of the lineup, the 3, 4, 5 hitters for the Houston Astros. And if they want to be successful in the second half of the season, they better turn out some RBIs and get some big hits. so far, the lineup has been doing its job. They get the big hit, like Dell mentioned, the Hunter Pence double. And like you mentioned, Hunter Pence is going to have to, you know, keep up some good mechanics throughout the rest of the season to be good. Now, Miguel Tejada, we talked about him, but how important Lance Berkman and Carlos Lee going to be to this team? Carlos Lee, by the way, has been playing some really good baseball on the offensive side. Maybe he gives you some scares on the defensive side, but he makes the outs. Carlos Lee, what do you think about him having the season we expected or doing a little bit better?
Well, I think at this point he's doing a little bit better than what I thought, especially in the RBI department, because I thought they would get some stolen away from him with Berkman and Tejada. But you really got to like the way that that lineup is shaken out with them putting Berkman back in the three hole. I mean, that really has, you know, Carlos is a lot more comfortable in the cleanup spot. You still got Tejada and Pence hitting behind you. I mean, that's turned out to be a really good lineup for them, and hopefully they'll keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday, one of the funnier parts of the game, in the second inning, when Carlos Lee reached on with a walk, and then Miguel Tejada sent him to third, that was one of the slowest runs I've seen in my life. But Carlos Lee was hustling, so it was good to see that. But did you notice that? Carlos Lee was just trying to truck along, and it looked bad.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like trying to get a Mack truck up to 60 miles an hour. It's not going to happen very fast.
Scott Barzilla joins us from AstrosDaily.com. Speaking of Carlos Lee, who do you take in left field, Carlos Lee or Manny Ramirez?
Oh, I'm still, everybody talks about Manny being Manny, but, you know, Manny has put up the numbers over the years, and he's willing to take the walk, which, you know, Carlos has done a little bit more here recently, but I'd take Manny personally.
Royal went on DL yesterday, Saturday, so obviously we've been talking some positive stuff for the Astros, not so good news. We're going to recall Renelvis Hernandez from AAA, Round Rock. He'll be filling Royal's start against the Pittsburgh Pirates, so maybe they don't lose tonight, later today, but that the end of this on-pace thing might end on Monday. Scott, he's 0-3 in his first three starts to the Astros this season. What do we expect from Renelvis Hernandez coming back? He hasn't pitched extremely poorly, but obviously 0-3, he hasn't gotten it done. What do we expect from him if he has to pitch on Monday?
Not a whole heck of a lot. What really puzzles me is why they haven't brought up Castle. That really is just shocking. I mean, he looked really good after his couple of outings. The only thing I could think of is maybe he got into Cecil Cooper's doghouse, but yeah, you know, to me, he's the guy that should be up. He's the first guy that should be up to start these games. Hernandez, his first couple of starts, you know, he only gave up 3 runs in 5 innings. You know, hopefully he can throw one of those outings out there and keep him in the game. That's what you got to hope for.
AstrosDaily.com, Scott Barzilla joins us. Real quickly, before we let you go here and conclude the Astros talk, tell the fans of Game Time and your website what they can find on AstrosDaily.com.
Well, you can find, right now we're trying to update all the players' pages. We've got a history section that is second to none. We've got several columnists who write in every once in a while. And, of course, when you click on the forums, you've got Speedy's board, which is, in my opinion, the best board out there for Astros fans.
There you go. In 2003, Jeff Bagwell smashes 2 home runs, including the coveted 400th of his career as the Astros sweep the Reds 6-3. I'm just saying, on this day in history, in 2003, there's a sweep of the Reds. I'm thinking there's another sweep in the history books for the Houston Astros today against the Cubs. Hey, Scott, we appreciate it. You guys are doing a great job for us, and the Astros talk is a lot more fun when they win.
Yeah, it is true. That is true.
That is Scott Barzilla from AstrosDaily.com. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot for joining us, and as Scott Barzilla pointed out some good things, we will be talking some more Astros baseball. But before we do anything else, it is a big day in golf today. The Open Championship, Padraig Harrington +6, 6 over, Poulter 7 over, and your boy, KJ, 9 over, Wood. There you go. So we could have a Wood win it on the day we draft Wood. How about that?
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Exactly.
But let's go to the lines. Brent Blackburn from the Back Nine Golf Show is here to give us our tip of the week.